killed poor Hattie Carroll with a cane that he twirled on his diamond ring finger. And a Baltimore hotel society gathered, and the cops were called in, and his weapon took from him as they rode him in custody down to the station and Booker William sent Singer for first degree murder. Yes, and you who philosophize disgrace and criticize all fear, take the rag away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears. Tobacco farm of 600 acres with rich, wealthy parents who provide and protect it, and high office relations in the politics of Maryland reacted to his deed with the shrug of his shoulders and swearing and sneering, and his tongue it was snarling. In a matter of a minute, on bail was out walking. As a you who philosophize disgrace, take the rag away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears. Hattie Carroll was a maid of the kitchen. She was 51 years old and gave birth to 10 children. She cleaned up the dishes, hauled out the garbage, never sat once at the head of the table. She just cleaned up all the food from the table and emptied the ashtrays on a hole at the level. Got killed by a blow, lay slain by a cane that sailed through the air and came down through the room, doomed and determined to destroy all the gentle. And she never done nothing to Williams and Singer. Yes, and you who philosophize disgrace and criticize all of it, take the rag away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears. Judge pounded his gavel to show that all's equal, and that the court's all on the level, that the strings in the books ain't pulled and persuaded, and that even the nobles get properly handled. Once that the cops have chased after and caught him, that the ladder of law has no top and no bottom. Stared at the person who killed for no reason, who just happened to be feeling that way without warning, and he spoke through his cloak so deep and distinguished, headed out strongly for family.